Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. We are so excited to be back. I think last week we missed a joyed episode. We had the Nook and that was really fun. And then we had the Den that premiered on Tuesday, the one with the sandwich podcast. We had Kibbs and we also had Bad Boy Owen and that was really, really fun. I really enjoyed that episode. I found it really funny. And today, Thursday, I think, are we cruising into two episodes a week? Are we? I don't know. I hope we are. But welcome, welcome to the show. Ben, how are you?
Yo, I'm feeling really good. I don't know. Now we're doing two episodes. We might also include something else that's special, which is the Jared stories, which is hilarious. Like, we asked you guys to send in your relationship stories that you feel are some of the wildest things you've been through, or just something interesting that you'd like to share. And it's totally anonymous. We won't see who you are. Of course, you will see who we are, and then we're going to read it out on the show. Some really, really fun stuff. But maybe before we even proceed a lot further, our target this year is 100,000 subscribers. We are now at 62 point something.
Let's get there. You can't be watching this video for free.
We need to really, really push and see if we can get to the 100,000 by the end of the year. But in the meantime, let me read some comments from the last From the last Jared episode that we did together with Sharon K.
On why
Christian make bad exes. And you know, most of the times whenever we are doing Christian topics or spiritual topics,
it just gets
sensitive. We don't like doing them even as well. We enjoy doing them, but it's always like a sensitive place and people get really rubbed off.
I'm taking a break for the next few years.
You're doing another spiritual,
Nope.
Like the first comment here is that Caroline Jeroge was saying that I feel like lukewarm Christians are bothered by people who take the word of God seriously.
I know they were not saying us.
Oh, they were saying us. What do you mean? I feel like to show them we are a bit serious, we need to be starting the journey like by speaking in tongues. Yeah. Another one was this was Miklad was saying, I really love you guys, and the issue of over spirituality, Hapo, I kind of disagree with you guys. Please, there are babies in faith that are listening to you. Being spiritual is the only way to have a fellowship with God. God is a spirit, and he desires that we who worship him should do so in spirit and in truth. There's nothing like being over spiritual.
That was your opinion, and thank you for sharing
it with us. Lizzie said, I feel like there wasn't enough research. I feel like there wasn't enough research done before this episode. So much could have been said, and that's on period. Jerry Gakuru said that when I remember some pastor prophesying over my life that I should get back with my ex, since I'm the light that will drive out his darkness, we thank God for the spirit of discernment. That was really funny.
Yeah.
Jerry, sorry for that. So yeah, a lot of comments. Guys were offended, or some took it personally. But it is what it is, my man.
Yeah, I'm taking a break
from speaking about spirituality.
Yeah. It's good. We can talk about other things.
Surely. The disciples walikuwa beheaded. Unataka break after kusomewa, after kuangaliwa vibaya.
After kuitwa kidogo.
The miracle of Peter could not happen to you because you continue, man. So thank you so much for the feedback. Even the one we did with the Sandwich podcast, that was also an amazing, amazing episode.
Yeah.
Still, we had mixed reactions from you guys because some people felt that maybe me and them shouldn't be on the same platform.
I really liked that episode.
What do you mean that I shouldn't be on the same platform?
I really liked that episode. And I think they should come back again.
Oh, definitely, man. Big shout out to Owen and Kibbs Sandwich podcast. That was some dope stuff. So today, we have our very good friends here. This guy has just got married. How
wedding
this is like,
of the year.
This is like,
I think so.
Yeah.
I love you. I was looking at the wedding, and then I was at the wedding. Then on Instagram, I saw the videos, the way they were posted, men and you were looking so
good.
Lush.
And let me tell you, rich. As I enjoyed. Yeah. That, like, even from like this side, it was a really beautiful wedding.
Nice one. We need to introduce them well. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Dapper Brother and Miss Gashie.
Karibuni.
The Kagiris.
I must say, we've been looking for them since season 3. We've been waiting. I've been looking for you guys last season.
We were planning the
wedding. Yeah.
Even last week, we were meant to be here.
Yeah, even last week, they were supposed to be hooked up for an episode.
On Instagram.
Watamu.
I was like, I'm sure to go to record Watamu, but
to record to a plan wedding. That's why I lost my plan for 2 years.
Yeah.
Wongo.
but we saw you guys on the honeymoon as well. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you guys
feel?
Have you guys
recovered? Mini moon.
It's like a mini moon.
The honeymoon is
there's another one.
Just a break to rest.
Oh, okay.
Take the wedding stress off.
And recover the financial benefits.
Yeah.
But the wedding was good. Have you guys fully recovered?
Honestly, no.
You still feel like that?
Recovered.
Recovered in two ways. Mm. Like, I still feel excitement, anxiety. Mm. You know, of can we do it again this Saturday?
Yeah. No. Okay.
Can we spend that money again on this Saturday
without the spending of the money?
Yeah.
Like Turudia too, but also like here. Tiredness.
Yeah,
you guys were tired. Like on the stories when they were in when they were at the coast. Nilikuwa na Kags amelala. Kags has just been sleeping throughout his honeymoon.
Ni kama kuna mtu aliwe.
Ni kama aliyekiwa mchele kwa harusi. Uko kwa table.
Kula ulale. It was interesting for us because our wedding was done towards the end of November. Mm. We got to take now the whole of December off.
Oh, yeah.
So at least like us, we rested.
Yeah.
We rested a good one.
Yeah, you guys, I feel
I
like you
the
guys
same
have
for
not,
you guys.
You've not rested fully enough.
Yeah. Because
now you're back to the grind.
Yeah.
And like Q4 has just
me kwanza ni Justina leave days.
So unangoja
mpya.
Unangoja ofisi ifungwe.
Unangoja at least like two. Ni gang days.
But it's so funny how you said that tumekotukutafutana since last season, and when you're reading the comments, I just remember the last episode where you guys hosted us. The comments you are reading from the previous ones, zilikuwa tu nare.
What episode was that?
Was it something also spiritual?
Maybe.
But it's our relationship with our subscribers. I mean, sometimes we piss them off, sometimes they piss us off, and that's how family it is. But they don't take it personal. We also don't take it personal.
Yeah.
Because even when you look at the comments from some of the people who zusha on this one, because maybe you guys don't know, but YouTube also shows you the other comments this person has been making.
Yeah.
And you can see that on the other videos, they're so nice, they're so nona too.
Nimsi
maybe
too yaiku,
maybe too ili rub off the wrong way, which is still very, very nice.
And that's, in every family, you find that.
Yeah, so Jared family, let's keep on pissing each other off and just making each other happy at the same time, man.
You know, I've remembered something funny. I was looking at Kagiri posted the wedding video that Justin, the trailer on his YouTube channel, and then someone had written there, can you Africans embrace traditional music? Why can't we hear the Kikuyu songs? And I was like, no, remember team,
unafakua reception, unafaku post videos at reception.
Reception
to likuwa kigosho pale ndani, you know?
Because like, first of all, even that long cut was not meant for you.
For you,
it's
not
for family and friends.
Alafu Kagiri now he's becoming a very strong lion on Twitter. Nowadays, Kagiri and Clubbox is like, you know, mchokoza TV. Missile.
Yeah.
Love it.
But I like that bravery. Teach me your ways. Yeah, I'd want to be like that. Want to be like that.
Sometimes you just don't take it lying
down. Yeah, I
want to
be like that.
Like when Kagiri posted his wedding pictures. Like, it's wedding. This is a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Some guy over there came and said that, and aka comment akasema simp. Kagiri akaenda ka download picture home say. Now, and he didn't even download the profile picture. Yeah. So I'm sure he went into the media and downloaded his picture. Yeah. The guy looked funny. And then posted his picture. And then he told him, at least I can fix my frame. you can't fix your face.
Hello.
You know, that's typically because like, so I went to his profile and he's an ardent follower of Americ's.
Oh, yeah. So
I can fix my frame.
Yeah, by you.
No, but can you imagine?
That was, but in hindsight, Nicole, like,
yeah, yeah. Can you imagine? Kagiri is so busy. I kona vitu. Maybe ata andamalizana na suppliers, but bado ako kwa bio ya msee. Ajui. I download some random picture.
Yeah. But me, I like that Kagiri has become so expressive. Unajua kitambo ungemchokoza angenyamaza tu. But like, I like that even between us, siwezi mchokoza tu of your
view. He's expressive.
Atasema by the way, jandu ya poa. Kitambo ungekuwa nachokoza tu nikijua.
Ukijua ina ende hivyo.
Atakatu nayo kwa roho.
I want to be like that. Teach me always.
Kags has always been the quiet guy who just wants peace.
Not
and
anymore.
All that stuff.
Not anymore.
Say una come left, una kulua right. That's some good stuff, man.
Yeah. Anyway,
we had a good time at the wedding. That was a very beautiful wedding. I was there. I was actually there earlier than Kags that day. I think I was super excited. I was there by 6. Kira Kags, the previous night, while he threatened, you know, we need to be here at 6. We need to be here very early. So I left. I woke up at like 4:30 in meditation. Kafika hapo. I think I didn't come here. Yeah, baby. Nilikuwa na mamoto.
Sana. But that wedding was so beautiful. Congratulations, guys.
Nenda tunapata bena na piga survey na angalia wasio
aliposeta. Hizo vitu tunapanga vizuri. Yo, I'll just songesha.
That was with yourself kufanya. Oh, well, that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Really, when are you dropping the full video?
The full video? Justin.
Oh, when Justin. Are you
dropping that?
Justin at the show.
The Tombi.
It's your cue to book Justin for all your wedding videos.
You did an
videos.
Amazing job. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're not booking Justin for your wedding, you're really taking a risk on one of the most important days of our life. Justin did our video. Justin did their video.
Yeah.
And the best bit about him, he was asking me, so how do you envision? I was like, hey, bro, you just come.
You just go do what you
We trust you.
Yeah. So I like Justin. The suppliers, like Shiko and Justin. Because me don't like people who overwhelm me with like lights and like so many things. Mm. And Shiko and Justin, they just come with like one camera each person. But what they produce.
And they flow. They know how to flow together.
It's so magical.
Nice one. Wanchiru, what are we discussing today?
All right. So our conversation, even though you guys are doing amazing, we can see.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I am doing terrible. Thanks for asking. And the reason behind that conversation is, everything is so difficult in the world right now, and we can't ignore that.
Yeah.
And sometimes when people ask you how you're doing, you're just tempted to lie that I'm doing great or I'm doing amazing, when we all know that things are not so great. Mm. So we want to try and at least have a very honest and open conversation. Yeah? Mm. So Barak, we don't have the questions with us today.
Yeah.
But
today we've not printed the questions because we were dealing with tech gurus. So we were just like, you know, we're going paperless, sustainable for the world, you know, SDGs, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta say that a bit louder, you know, for anyone out there who wants to support SDGs.
Supposed to give you
dollars. Yeah.
So the questions we are answering on all these themes are, so we consider like the theme, what element of this life do you think the answer, terrible thanks for asking, would apply? Mm. All right. Why do you think your life is going terribly about this aspect of your life? What could you do to change it? And why do you think it's difficult to change the situation? Mm. Tuko hamwe.
Hey.
Audience, are we together?
Mboleza mingi at the same
time. Okay. But we'll keep referring to them.
Yeah, we'll keep referring to them.
All right, so first up, family love. How is that going? What element of this life do you think terrible thanks for asking applies when you think about your family?
Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to cry on this episode? Like, I feel like this is such an intrusive.
So deep.
Yeah. Like, you guys are going to
try to be as honest as possible, guys.
Yeah.
When you think about your family.
Yeah. Umesema honest.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I feel like family wise, and even when I say family, I'm thinking about my family and also like Ben's family. I think we're at a really good place. When I think about my sisters, my mom, dad, brother, I think it's a good place, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it? You tell me.
Yeah, I feel like that's a good place. I feel like that's a good place.
Well, for me and Tracy, us and our families, we're all in the honeymoon phase still.
Because really of the wedding.
Yeah.
Really trying to figure out somewhere where I can like...
Because wedding brings people together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. Even Tracy's dad the other day, Tracy texted, "Hi, Daddy." He was like, "Hello, Mrs. Kagiri." Like, it's not Tracy anymore.
It's Mrs. Kagiri. Yeah. So you, Tracy?
I don't know if I would say this is terrible, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
But just looking at, because it's the most recent thing, when we were planning both our Rashio and the wedding, we experienced a lot of like differences, you know, which was a bit terrible, if you ask me.
Mm.
Yeah. In terms of, there's all these expectations that everyone has, especially like maybe your parents, and then you're not able to meet those expectations.
Yeah.
Or like we discussed something with Kags, and then, you know, at first I can't go with him for the meeting.
Yeah.
You know, because atujafanya rorashio and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I'd go there and I can't even say what we want. Mm-hmm. You get, we had already planned on doing this. We had already planned on this number. But when I say it to Nambiwa, hey, sawa basi sini arusieni uendeni. Like for me, you know, like for me, it was a bit terrible to have to sometimes hold my breath or not express myself or say what I want.
Yep.
Because it's a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, that's, till now, I'll understand one day. Mm. Till now, I still don't understand why two adults can't just, yes, we can compromise, but they can't just do what they want.
Mm. Yeah.
For their, for their wedding.
For their
especially
wedding.
African weddings. Yeah. They're so complex.
Oh, that's the thing for us. You know, the first time I asked Kagiri how his wedding was going, and he told me, you know, as for us, our wedding is going to have 50 people.
Like,
I'm like, go Clawford or whatever white man this is.
Team white.
He's going to have 50 people. And that's what we are planning to do. And I was like, you know what? You have my blessing.
And you know, for the guys, it's easy. I think guys are trusted by their parents. So, and they respect your decision.
For girls?
But for the women, you, your dad, your mom, they already have an idea and there's nothing you can tell them.
Yeah. Especially if you're an only girl.
Yeah. And yours was the last wedding in the family.
Exactly.
So that's...
So that had to come with all the pomp.
And by the way, wanna catch. Mbaka, you're like, what?
And it's very personal.
It's so personal. And for me, that was terrible. Like, there was times I was even crying.
Yeah.
I was crying to Kags. I'm trying to tell him, but I can't tell him. You don't want him to look at your family differently.
Yeah.
You want him to also understand that it's the last wedding. So,
Just crying to Kags. Say, Kags, and I calculate 0.75 your tent, down payment. Msiwa camera, bado sijamalizana na yeye. Maybe Pierre na kujoin, but he's crying because of the budget.
I think the thing I quickly understood is that the wedding is not necessarily for me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just really for the folks.
Mm.
If I can sneak in my desires, well and good.
Yeah.
But it's really just about them. And I made peace with that.
That's true.
Do you think that will ever change, though?
I
like,
doubt
it. Will you be the same to say, God willing,
with
children?
Yeah.
Oh, let's look at it like at my child's wedding. Am I planning to behave? Do you think I'm planning to behave? Do I look like somebody who is planning to behave?
Like with my daughter.
At my daughter's wedding.
Your only daughter.
Of course, I'm bringing the whole squad, you know?
You're
ready because I'm maybe being on the MC. And you know, like the way Kagiri presented to be his wedding, he was like, you know, he was really proper.
Yeah.
But like the final days to the wedding, and then when you even get to the wedding, you know, these guys even had their own song. Like there was a song recorded for Kagiri na Tracy, there was a song, and it actually sounds really nice. But then when you get Spotify, can you imagine it trend? Alafu, was the kuganya royalties?
Yeah. You know, people have been asking us. Like,
that song was a good
song. Can you post your song? But it's a Coastarian tradition, and my mom's from the coast.
Mm.
So even for my brother's wedding, there was a song. They do a song, they pay for it, and they mention all your family members in that song.
It's called Bango.
Mm.
Who does the song?
So there's like bands from the coast who do it. They're like very famous
bands
or like upcoming ones.
Mm.
Yeah, you pay like 7K. They write for
really?
You.
Yeah.
I'm they telling you that song.
So me, I didn't even know it was being, they surprised us.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's actually a good song. You should post it on Koyo Video, full one. Yeah. You should have
that would be really nice.
Tracy na Kagiri. Yeah,
Wambui. Walikuwa naita Wambui.
Wambui.
Aya, Ben, family.
Oh, my family is, it's a mixture of things. There's one side that's doing really well. There's still something that's a bit heavy. We'll deal with that later. But also, in terms of my relationship with my folks, oh, it's 100%. My dad, my mom, my bro, it could be better. It could be better. I feel like, I don't know why. There's just a drift happening. I don't know if we're just growing old or whatever. Mm. But yeah, that's...
You
that's
miss him.
Do I?
Maybe you do. You need just a big hug from your brother.
From Sam. I just feel like maybe it could be a bit better. But you see also for a family, the dynamics changed also when you lost somebody. Mm. Because you can feel the mourning sometimes.
Everyone is grieving differently.
Yeah, and it's like there's a gap that's left there. But we've really been trying really well. We've been improving. The other day I spent like 3 hours with my dad. Kichapatu story. The international news. They're too sensitive. I can't even mention it right now because of comments. Ben, I think you should take that back, you know?
So,
I think it could be better.
Brian and I are good. Thanks for asking. Our family is good.
No terrible.
Yeah. All right. I want to ask, how are we guys doing emotionally?
Currently? Or just recently?
Currently. I'm terrible. Thanks for asking.
Terrible?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm going through the pits, guys. And I can't share. I'll tell you guys off camera.
Okay.
But I'm going through the pits.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a terrible season. It's going to be an even harder weekend. But we keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I love that. As for me, emotionally and what as I can say at this point right now, I'm happy because I've seen you guys again.
Hey, King of Clubbank, King of Clubbank name smooth.
Anna Express.
But I'd say for the better part of this year, I've been in the deepest depths of hell in terms of my mental health, not just emotionally, because not everything has gone the way I would have liked it to go.
Mm.
And also because I'm at a position where I'm really looking to take a tangent in my professional career, which is giving me sleepless nights, yeah? Because as much as I'm not the best of like planners to the T, but I like knowing where I'm headed and you know, moving toward that side. So that's been me for the better part of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Been in the pits too.
Yeah.
We shall overcome.
We shall overcome.
Yeah.
Tracy?
For me, terrible. Thanks for asking. I keep going back to that so that I don't go off track.
Yeah.
Nianze kusema. Random things. Emotionally, I would say I have many. I'm trying to figure out which one will be a hot topic. I want you to be a hot topic.
You gotta love her.
Comments equal same. Twendele, there is comments. I don't know. I think I'll keep referring back to the wedding because it's the most recent thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And it taught, hey,
and it's a whole roller coaster.
Yo, hey, emotionally, some of the parts, a lot of the parts were terrible, like very, very terrible. Kagiri just said he's not a planner. And...
And you're a planner?
Men pair consent.
Consent.
Sour.
Yeah.
And me, I'm a planner. Like, I like to know how things are going.
Mm.
So at some point, we were fighting so much. I was even asking him, do you want to do this, Sama Nakupos? Like, Nakupos, Sama.
Usdali, that's everyone during wedding planning.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, you're and then all of a sudden, the algorithm is showing me those memes.
Wastana,
if you want to enjoy planning your wedding, be the groom.
So, boy, don't let me miss coming your wedding, by the way.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Kuna time, you can't have cancel.
And then you even have us with some of our married friends, then I could like, in fact, I told the groom that this wedding is not happening. I was
cancelling it all over. I'm calling my mom. I'm calling my dad.
Randomly, too, that's your wife. I'm going to come to reception. Your deck water sipo.
Yeah, there was that. And also, you know, there was a day that I was going for my dress fitting and all of my friends were not available. Aww. And I was crying. That day unajua vile hiyo kitu ni sensitive unafika huko una feel ni kama like umenona all of a sudden ama una feel like ni kama una need indoor time na tunaleta tissues
yeah
yeah but like I remember that day texting Kags and I'm like imagine I'm alone today I'm panicking I'm trying to call someone they're like hey I'm entering a meeting I wish I could be there and then now
and
babu
you have to understand them
I had to, man. That was the thing. And then Brand Babu was styling us. Mm. And unfortunately, that time he had been called for a job in Tanzania.
Oh.
So I knew him. He wasn't going to be there. But then I'm also texting him. I'm frustrating him. He's like, don't worry. I'll be on video call with you. I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So like that whole emotional thing. I remember texting my friend that day and I'm like, I don't like that dress. And it's done. Yeah.
It like almost done. To final fitting.
Like the next week is the week. Oh. I was like, I think I need to change the dress. I've gone and I've looked at myself and I feel like I look fat. I feel like I don't like it.
Mm. I feel beautiful. Like,
yeah. So I think just that whole being alone that day also gave me so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that whole period, like it had a lot of terrible emotional moments. Aww. That I really hope that people... when they're getting married, they have people to hold their hand.
Yeah.
And just, wawaambia tu ni kawaida, utamtaweza.
And then the funniest thing about that period was like, we used to have the pettiest triggers to trigger fights.
Yeah.
Then I take a step back, I'm like, Tracy, what are we actually fighting about?
That you never used to fight about. That you never used to fight about.
Something, you don't. Yeah. Just literally built up to it, but it's just those pent up.
Yeah. Know, and even the anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a high pressure season, by the way. You guys have done well, Bana. That season is
never
not...
had a Bradzilla moment.
Yes.
Yeah. Did
you a what?
A Bradzilla
moment. Oh. Where like it's just...
I'm explaining any Ben Bradzilla ni nini kwa comment section. We won't do that on set.
We're not going to do that.
Figure it out. What a kasirika all of a sudden. What's a Bradzilla like?
What a kombia kwa comment. Then how are you?
That was in the kumusha. You are more dramatic even on your wedding day. I don't want to even say some of these things. Manjiru is crazy.
Anyway, how are you? I'm
glad emotionally. You know
I'm not alone. Oh, yeah, she is. Emotionally, how am I doing? It's a mix of emotions. I think this season, especially with the joy, there's so many things that have been happening. And you see how important and special how this platform is for me. Sometimes I don't like to feel like I'm not fully understanding what's happening. And see, in this season, for example, we've had to pivot on some things. We set up this studio. When we were setting up this studio, first of all, we got the roof wrong. We got the roof completely off.
Wrong.
Like it was not good. So that had already costed us money. So we had to take it down, put up another roof. We were not getting some things right because it was also our first time. Ata kujenga, like nilikuwa hapa tu. Natifanya najua what's happening, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not really getting a lot of things. So by the time we were starting, a lot of things were like already. There's so much effort that has been used for that, you know.
Yeah.
And also now even trying to expand the scope and work with different people who have who are in different spaces and not just people who. Are in comfort the Jared zone, space, yeah. That also works well sometimes with the audience, sometimes it doesn't. So sometimes you keep questioning yourself, are we doing the right thing or is this the wrong thing? So this season has just been a bit confusing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Confusing, yeah. Confusing is the word.
So
thanks
how
for
are
asking.
You doing for emotionally? Confused.
Confused. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Health-wise.
Otherwise.
I'm also terrible. Thanks for
so for me, I think health-wise, at least I'm not sick. I don't have anything that's going on. But there's something that's been terrible the past couple of weeks. I've been so sleep deprived.
Oh.
That that's where I was sleeping at that time. But like, I wake up extremely tired, but I feel like I really need to set a routine that I can go into that will help me with that.
Because sleep.
I think, yeah, I think my problem is I'll sleep whenever. Mm. At least I'll wake up at like the same time. But I feel like I don't get enough sleep, which really messes up with the level of energy I have during the day. Mm. Yeah. Also, I dropped out from the gym when I dropped out. I feel like that would probably help me deal with
going back to the. But then there was a time you used to go to the gym. You were very active.
Yeah, I was very extremely active. I used to be so happy about it and excited.
And then now, when will you drop out?
I started traveling a lot at the job that I had, so I was always on the move.
Oh, like, so it made it hard.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Hard to keep up.
Are you eating well?
Eating well, yeah.
Okay.
A lot,
that's
in nice. Fact.
It's
yeah.
just that.
A lot, eh? Kags, Mungu always been. I think wanafanga kusema, Mungu akileta husband, akujena Sanya.
Husband is Furia. Na chef.
Yo.
Lakini ukula, ni ile kula Bible imekataa.
Gluttony. Ile gluttony simply eating.
So my wife is always complaining that I'm eating a lot.
Nakula a lot.
No, ni nakula kidogo.
It was so bad, hadi me decided like I'm not going to do this, like cooking everything. On day, I got a meal prep person, a chef.
That's what I've been trying to do this week, actually. Yeah. You'll share with me.
Yeah.
But that's the best thing. That's the best thing to ever happen in a house.
She preps for a week.
Because now I eat constantly.
Yeah.
Like I think we can say terrible things for asking is how the husband eats. Yeah. Yeah.
But then you may appreciate Sana the fact that there's always food in the fridge and it's different food. Then it's I enjoy.
And you
it.
Don't have to ask me. Like you know.
Yeah.
You know.
You know everything. So
when you remember when you used to live together, you used to. Every evening, we eat chapati and beans.
Yeah.
And then you're over there like 10 chapatis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys.
Like most of the times when we'd go buy chapo at that person who sells chapo, anafunga.
Yeah.
Jumna by mob.
Because we are like six guys inside that house. That's like if each person takes like six, that's like around 50 chapos. Like a lot of chapos. Yeah. Like, hey, we're bad.
Oh. Hata nilikuwa na buy kags, nilikuwa na buy pizza, lazima ni buy kags kando juu. Hawezi kula terrific Tuesday lili. Like, lazima ni ongeze ingine. Juice.
Yeah, I used to hide one, like, for kags.
Tracy was a plug.
Naja change.
Yeah.
Lakini mimi ni nani, nitaenda ni kule na my boys, then
kule ile akeni.
Yani kulikuwa kare ingine kwa room.
Hey!
Don't trust your friends, guys.
Tracy, how are you doing health-wise?
Health-wise, I wouldn't say there's a... Currently, I don't have terrible thanks for asking moment.
Mm-hmm.
Though possibly earlier on in the year, I was going through a lot of changes in my life. Career-wise, being in the agency space is not easy. Yeah, making decisions, just handling different people.
It's a high-pressure place.
Also, like, I was really trying to figure out friendship.
Mm.
Friendship in, like, an interesting way. Because I felt like I didn't really know what kind of friendships I want then. So with all that mix up of career, friendships, relationships, I went back to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'd go to my therapist and I'd get there and then I talk about my issue and then I feel like it's so little, like, why am I here?
So tiny.
I'm going to waste your time, mama. So I'm going to waste your weekend.
I'm going to waste your
therapy this week.
But you see, it's how therapists want to dissect your kitu.
Yeah.
And I dissect and I come, sasa unakumbuka ukiwa Sunday school. Upon the shida yoni.
And so, like, the most interesting thing was, I was feeling like I'm in such a terrible place career-wise.
Mm.
Where, okay, not terrible, but I had mad anxiety, which was... terrible when I was moving from my previous job to now, because I was feeling like, why have I gotten such a great opportunity? Am I cut out for it? Am I like, I was feeling like maybe najitrap naenda huko, nime oversell kwa interview, nime najua kenye nimesema na najua hizo vitu, but I was feeling like I'm not cut out for this opportunity, and it was a huge opportunity for me at the moment at my age. And so when I went for therapy, I was super anxious. I wasn't sleeping. Like, I was taking melatonin daily to sleep. And so when I got there was an interesting perspective that made it feel like a little bit better.
Mm.
And so my therapist was telling me, people need to stop looking at anxiety as a bad thing. Because, like, if you weren't anxious, there'd be a problem.
Mm.
Like, it would mean, like, if you didn't have that. In fact, I was referring to it as anxiety and imposter syndrome. You know, I was like, no, definitely e job nimepatiwa tu for the
because
sake. Just siezi. And he was like, nowadays, even therapists don't look at it as imposter syndrome. They look at it as imposter phenomenon. Because syndrome makes it look like a disease, like something that's super bad. And it's actually a good thing. Like, that doubt means that, you know, you want to be really, really ready for this next step or this thing that has come into your life. Which was interesting. Like, it made the terrible bit feel kind of better. And
not
that's
so
what
terrible.
I've tried to apply it. Constantly, even like when we were getting into marriage, we've been together for so long, but all of a sudden I was like, yeah, social media. Kwanza after the wedding, you posted your pictures, you were like, kuna mtu kwanza alituandikia, when this ends, when you guys get a divorce, which actually will happen, like, make sure you post it for us the same way you have posted for us your wedding.
And on IG?
On Twitter.
Oh my God.
On X.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Whatever.
Maybe that app.
Yeah.
You didn't tell Kags to Nini a missile?
I really wanted finish. To.
Oh, Kuyona.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, even things like that sometimes even make you feel like, wow, yani kutakuwa ni divorce at some point. And so I've tried to also just, like, if it wasn't making me anxious, then it means like I'm so comfortable. I already have this figured out. Ata kitu ikikuja. Inezanipata off guard. You get,
Well, to be honest, health wise, I don't have a terrible. Thanks for asking.
You're cruising nicely.
I've really been trying to check what I'm eating. I go to the gym consistently.
Yeah, by the way,
I've added so much mass. You know, I enjoy it. So I really, that's the end of my presentation.
That's the funny part about even being like, I was about to ask you this. How many times have you gone to the hospital? Just when you fall sick, because Tracy has to drag me.
Oh, to really?
The hospital. Yeah, because I also don't self-medicate. Like, I want to go buy over-the-counter meds. In a scheme, really.
Yeah.
But just really.
You're getting a daddy. We call medicine man all of a sudden.
Before Kali goes to the hospital,
you drag them.
Yeah.
I feel like I get sicker when I go to OC.
Really? Yeah. I feel like Ben is exactly
the environment. For real.
Me, he like goes the other day, my insurance was expiring. Like, it was being renewed. So I had only 1 week. I'm asking, what can I do with this insurance? What can I do with this insurance? So I just went to the hospital. Yeah. I did a full body checkup. And everything was just okay.
Nakaangaliwa masikio, zinasikia vizuri, macho zinaona poa. Mdomo inaswalo poa. Like, he's a
no, see,
boy.
What a trivialize. So, it was just a full body checkup and it was really good. And that was the first time in my life I've ever done it. But you see, it might be because of a trauma that comes with, like, for example, when my sis was sick.
Yeah.
I kept asking myself, how comes we couldn't stop this, you know?
Oh.
And so after that, you start being very cautious about your body because somebody very close to you. Yeah. So, like, I get a small pain like this. I'm like, okay, is this chronic? Is this how I go out?
Yeah.
You know? You start Googling such things. But so some time back when I went for therapy, my therapist was like, yes, it might make you look at small things as if they are big things. You know, the way you amplify something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the same thing you said, she was like, it's not necessarily a bad thing because it also makes you a bit more proactive.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like what can you do about it, you know? So I developed that habit of trying to get things checked, you know, nini. So, yeah. So health-wise, maybe mentally health-wise. Do it. Am I unique stretch?
No, do it.
Yeah,
how are you?
Yeah.
I think I'm at a point where I'm just flowing with life, man. Because I feel like life has has been
has knocked you.
Has not been so kind. Well, yeah. It's been punching me left, right, and center. So I'm like, you know, at this point, kind of penye
like
peleka. Yeah, niko neutral. I mean, Jesus, take the wheel, you know? Take me where you want me to go.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Hey, but we are laughing about our problems.
We really are. That's what we always do.
Yeah. That's Kenyans anyway. So how
Kenyan love language.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about our country?
Hey, terrible. Thanks for asking.
Why? Why do you feel terrible about it?
Hey, what are to crucify you?
Utakosa job za gama.
Tender.
Hi, terrible. Thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive to live in this country now. And I think I'm feeling the pinch. I was telling Ben 2 years ago when we got the car, we used to, full tank was about how much?
7K. And you were complaining.
And we were mad. Now it's what? Close to 12?
No, around 13, 14.
It's so crazy.
It's just been 2 years, guys. Yeah. Like, it's just been 2 years.
Yeah.
That's when we got our car, tulikuwa hii gari na kunyonga vipa peke yake.
Vipa only. In fact, Tax told me when you have the car, you only go to Shell. Mrs. Gil Manda, anywhere else.
It was 116 back then. Sahi. Hey, unayonjesha tu kidogo.
Na mitu. Nieke taumbili vipa, alafu ujaze na
hiyo. Yeah, nakumbuka, I had that cafes as well. You know, just drinking premium fuel, you know.
Yeah.
Same to Angwater as a Jipata bypass because it's funny petrol stations with a discount.
Okay, after the Jesuka discount, and also like things are so bloody expensive. Mm-hmm. It's just a terrible time. And I know they say it's a global thing, but it doesn't matter.
Exaggerated.
it's a bit painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even you can feel it. It's Q4 and they say that's one of the best
For creatives,
but you can tell there's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it's always been. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Terrible. Thanks for asking. With regards to the country, I feel like not enough money is circulating the way it's supposed to circulate. And that stalls a lot of things. It stalls campaigns. It stalls clients from coming. It even stalls how events will be funded, you know? Yeah. So that means now your favorite artist or your favorite creator might not have to do a gig or whoever, because it will become too costly.
Expensive.
And they might just run into debt because of that. So yeah. I feel like as a country, and then we've accumulated so much mess from previous. We've created a bad culture as a country to mismanage stuff. And now you see it's coming to catch up with us, you know, and it might catch up with us for a period of time. So in as much as we would like to blame maybe the current regime, no matter what regime was, even if it was just a team of experts, auditors are the ones running this country, we'd still have to pay for the sins of yesterday. So if we don't correct it now, we still pay for it in the next edition, man. But I don't know, now to know, Maji Wagon. The other day I saw an Aston Martin DBX. That's like a car goes for like 70 million.
Am I also the only one feeling like real estate has gone up? Like,
and
houses,
I'm like, are people affording this thing?
You have to pay an arm and a leg to get like a decent house. It's crazy.
And the funniest part is like for the last, 7-8 years, we've been saying, this bubble will burst.
It will
burst.
It's not busting.
It's becoming bigger and bigger.
And people are buying houses, even like when you go to Kiamburu, people buy them cash. Unakimbizana, deposit 0.005, upewe payment plan, 67 years. If your grandchildren. Other guys are paying it. Cash, you know,
I don't know, and
then you're like, are we in the same country? You know, it's a bit mad.
I think even for me, terrible. Thanks for asking. Would be even in terms what you're talking about the culture in terms of like job opportunities or even you being given someone being given like an opportunity somewhere, even as a like say a content creator or you have a certain thing you do, getting that tender, things like that. That culture of you have to know someone
is
transcending so much into even like the younger generation.
We
thought it would end probably with, I don't know, millennials.
Yeah.
But even it's extending to Gen Z. That culture of you have to know someone to get something, to make money, to... It's just so terrible, you know. Yeah. It's terrible in this country. And Jana, we were talking with, I was in the salon, and then we were talking about how easy it is. Like, if people want to come to, say, if you have relatives in the States, and we had some who came from Majutu for our wedding, and it was so easy for them to make that decision. But when we come from Kenya,
we planned
2 years ago, come to travel.
Jiarusia 2025. Visa, upate, appointments.
So, it's like, crazy. For them, inakwanga, oh, you have a wedding next month? Okay, I'm going to come. Now, when I book flights, now when I kuja, in fact, it's... they come even a week before so they can move around. Must be nice.
It really must be nice to be in the first world countries, to be honest. Like, even when you look at the royalties, even the YouTube pays well.
Yeah. Their dollar, their streaming. Their currency against ours is stronger.
God.
Would you guys move?
The States?
To another country. Okay. Like, even let's say Cape Town.
If I had the money, though, because, like, I don't know if I want to go and start from the ground up. I don't know if I have that.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't want to
capacity
relocate.
Capacity right now. If building something from scratch.
No. Yeah. Me too.
When if you got funding,
kushuko.
Nyumba pap.
SDG imefandiwa.
Like, neze she to Iceland kiasi, you know? And just give talks about Africa.
Would you move? Would you guys move?
I don't think I'd move.
Me, I wouldn't move.
Like, even me, I wouldn't move.
That's guaranteed. I wouldn't. I don't need to Canada.
I should
6 months now. I also love.
Scared to negotiate a remote working with me for half of the time there. But like, I really like Kenya because like, there's a lot you can experience just within even like 30, 40 minutes away from Nairobi.
Yeah. Mm.
There's so much you can do. The people are nice here. Mm. You know, everyone is so kind. Everyone is so polite. Mm. That's I think, the main reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magical Kenya wa collector. Put your handle yake. Put your
letter. Yeah. But where we would move to is another town.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Coastal?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Coastal, yeah.
You know, like the super rich live in such places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was being stories of like areas in like Kipia, Nanyuki, super wealthy people live in those places. Like, it's just on another level of wealth. Yeah.
You know, when we were in Watamu, a friend of ours was telling us, like, in Watamu, like, there's business owners who own hotels and whatever, and they have a WhatsApp group where they just usually hang out.
They hang out over and then the weekend. The best thing is that there's no competition. They refer
clients to
each other.
Oh, really?
They support each other.
Yeah, they support. If you have something going on in your hotel, they all come to support you.
But then the coastal life is really
good. Ojengia Nairobi.
Ojengia
Nairobi. Nairobi, they meet your client, somebody gives them 60% cheaper. Hey!
And a cut off.
Yeah, that's wild.
Uh-huh. Work-wise, how are we doing?
Oh, terrible. That's
you're pivoting. You're doing a whole tangent.
I'm in a transition.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What could you do to change the situation?
In the situation, just I need to sit down and really have an introspective session with myself and try to see. Because before, I knew that what I was doing isn't what I wanted to do in the long term.
Okay.
Like, for sure. But I'm that person where I will cross that bridge when
you get there.
Hey, nimefika kwa bridge na nikama kuna mbao.
Bridge ni leo.
Yeah.
Bridge nimefika. Oh.
But I decided since it was 1 week before the wedding, I was like, I'm taking a break first.
Yeah, I did. Let's say the wedding is over.
The wedding is over.
The break is over. Terrible. You have to face it. Well. Yeah. If it isn't the bridge, we said we'll cross. Trace, how are we doing work-wise?
Work-wise is amazing. Yeah. But for me, I feel like every situation has a terrible moment, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, work-wise is amazing. Mm. I would say I'm even beyond where I thought I would be in my life right now in terms of my career. I've obviously had, you know, terrible moments of failure in even like, say my current opportunity where we've gone even pitched for a business and we didn't get it and you were sure that you were the best one, you were really going to get that opportunity. And it really demotivates you, to be honest. It makes you feel like you've had sleepless nights for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but also, you know, you win some, you lose some. There's been some good wins. Yeah.
But the losses have been terrible things.
They've been terrible, but you don't feel vibaya. You don't feel mendoko, umekambelea ma CEO. Yani walikuwa tu wanakuangalia wanaona.
Na wanajua. Wanajua tu.
Wako tu hapo na kuangalia. Like, keep talking. You've dressed up. You've gone there with all your nime itisha kags. Nipe loan ya kizungu.
You know, kaka team ukapanga team.
Yeah, but that's what I'd say.
Yeah, Ben. I think I'll go last.
Work-wise, terrible. Thanks for asking.
No.
I feel like I have to start like that so that I understand how we are talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'd say, let me do like music. I feel like I've not dropped enough music.
Mm.
My streams keep going up, by the way. It's always a shocking thing, but I've not dropped music and I always feel so bad.
Mm.
But it's also because I overthink it. Like, is this a good song enough? Like, this is not good enough. Sometimes the cost of releasing is so expensive.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? Let's deal with this monkey. In fact, me, I was closed for the year. I was not going to release any other song until next year. Until somebody really, really gave me a long lecture, like, I need to be a bit serious and just drop. But it's just, like, I want to hear your psych. We just feel like it doesn't mean anything, you know? So there's that. In terms of work, because now I do so many things. In terms of Joyride, it's been a great season, but also maybe not how I've wanted it to be. There's some plans we had that maybe some of them might not materialize. We might have to push them. Then also trying to explore other audiences as well. That's also an issue because your core audience sometimes also feels like una to mess, you know.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, what can I do to improve that? I think I just need to stop overthinking about my music, content, everything, you know? And sometimes that's why it's important to have somebody who is like deals with the structural side because they're not emotionally attached to stuff.
Yeah.
You know? For them it's like we said we are gonna post on this day. So then they don't care whether you feel like that content is good enough. That thing needs to go out on that day, you know? But when you're the one who's created, you keep over scrutinizing it, postponing it, and then kumbe you're just self-sabotaging, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I do to make it better. I just need to stop. You know, sometimes I admire, like there's this story that has been trending all over of the lawyer who was not really a lawyer and he had dealt with so many cases.
Yeah.
And me, what I picked from that story is how in this Nairobi for you audacity. To do stuff, una need to audacity.
Yeah, your confidence.
By the way, that's
one. For high court.
like, cream, you're talking to someone. like, this guy is a G, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes the ones who are really good at something are the ones who want to over scrutinize it, and the ones who are not even qualified for it, they could care less. Them is tuende. Yeah. Askag is still trying to think if his content has a good transition. Nani who just came from Kirinyaga the other day and discovered that this is how transitions are done on Instagram. proper, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's a trend I notice even with music industry. The ones who blow up most. Wakona a drop of ushamba flani ama kienyeji flani because they just don't care about all this and nonsensical analyzing that you're doing.
Mm.
For them, it's 20-20 River Road style, you know?
Yeah,
and I think that's...
How he's not that talented, but he works so hard.
So hard.
Yeah.
He works so hard that he deserves to be there.
Yeah. They don't care.
Mad.
They just don't care. And I feel like that's an attitude that I need to adopt more.
Yeah.
Stop overthinking. Stop trying to make it good enough. Yeah, mambo ya good enough for chanayo bana.
Work-wise, there have been some great moments, but also like Ben, I feel like maybe this one I can share because this was beginning of the semester share. So maybe just share. I think the beginning of this season, we had great plans. You know, I remember we were to release the live experience on the first episode, you know, start selling tickets on the first episode. But slowly by slowly, all those dreams, zinakuwa shattered episode by episode. And I remember at some point I was just telling Ben, I'm so frustrated because it feels like you're doing everything the way it's supposed to be doing, but kuna place inagongana too.
Yeah.
And so it's just make a gear neutral. You do what you can do. Our priority now is maybe two videos
a week, if we can get that, get the studio up and running and maximize it, see how we can maximize revenue from it as well. Live experience, and I don't know if I can say, like, we don't know where that's, how that's going to pan out. Mm. Are we even going to do a live experience? Mm. We feel like we're a bit too deep into the quarter to start planning one.
Okay.
Campus tours, at least we'll do them. Mm. And we are blessed. We have partners already on board, Dairyland and Yellow Card. Mm. So at least we'll get those campus tours on the road. So it's been a very weird season, to say the least. I know from the back end, from the front end.
It looks
exciting.
Oh, it doesn't look like
at all. The back end, we are holding on for dear life. We are holding on for dear life. Like,
let me ask you guys. Is this how life is? Or is this like, because like, for example, Tracy, you're saying that you felt like you don't deserve to be in some spaces. To be honest, how I've known Tracy, Tracy's a go-getter. Tracy was running for Sonu leadership.
In
university, like with Ekwetkina Babu, she was doing the campaign.
Terrible, thanks for asking.
You know? So I'm just like, from how I see you, I feel like those things don't faze you. I feel like when you get into spaces, you, at the back, deep down, you feel like you deserve it.
Yeah.
So when you tell me now that was giving you anxiety.
It's not even deep down. I'm like, you deserve it. Like, Tracy has hustled.
No, I just didn't think she had the anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No? So when you say you had the anxiety, I'm just like,
imposter phenomenon, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes you just, the more, if you show it, lakini sometimes me peer who post is on my emotional quotes. I'm
motivating you to anything. You guys see. I'm also the thing that motivate to say. Like, who encourage to watch.
I'm thinking I'm relate mad. I relate mad.
Who then,
Sis, you deserve it. Says on me, I'm
here. Man, I'm home and I'm down. Am I supposed to listen or offer a solution? You're not even able to offer a solution.
Yeah.
So is this, life?
It's not even pretending, to be honest. It's not pretending. It's like one thing that, yesterday I was in an influencer call for a potential campaign. Mm. And then they asked me, have you always been, because I've never been on such an influencer call, by the way. They were literally like interviewing me to see whether I'm a fit for the campaign. And so they were asking me, because I was telling them, I'm so confident with my, like, whatever I put out there, I don't mince my words. Mm. Like, I say what I say. Kienda vibaya ni sawa. So they asked me, have you always been this confident, this, like, sure of what you're saying, this like, umekuangevi all along. And then I just told them, obviously, no, but, like, situations in life, like, even that Sonu thing, hey, man, I used to cry a lot. Like, unasikia rumors about you, oh, that one Siju is sleeping with all the Sonu leaders, or things like that.
Oh, it reads.
And you don't even know, you can't even speak
that language. So you could have
better
Bible study.
That tribe, man, you can't even understand them.
Yeah.
So, like, some situations just had to force you to show up with confidence and not look weak. Like me, I don't like looking weak in front of people, because the minute you even kind of show that side, kunamsea na kuangaliang. Unfortunately, we have so many people looking at us who are like, I want that strength. I admire that strength. So even that time I was transitioning, like, my job, there are other people who are also getting jobs and they're coming to me for advice. They're like, venye umefanya yako nifanyaje, like, unaona mimi.
No, uko like,
na mimi niko like, hata mimi sijui. Like, hata mimi, I don't even know how to go about this, but na do na so much confidence, mpaka inafanya the other person, ina motivate. So, like, situations just force you to outwardly just walk with that confidence. And I don't call it pretense, I just look at it as a way of it pushing you to move forward and back up, get to the other side.
Yeah.
But is it always going to be like this? Because I hate I hate the feeling of anxiety, by the way. Mi napendanga la vida loca. Mi natakanga vitu.
Ziende tu ni feel too fit. Yeah.
Hata kama kichiko na pressure, nataka tu kufeel fit. Like I remember kitambo, before we'd recorded episodes, I used to be so nervous. Nowadays, I look forward to coming here and just
vizuri.
Yeah, like, now I'm happy. I'm not, I don't have pressure.
But you still can't watch an episode.
I did, actually. Yeah. I did, and I really found it to be so interesting. Yeah. I was like, this is
but
really
it took a lot. Exactly.
Yeah, I did, you know.
It took a lot.
Yeah, nowadays I'm starting to enjoy this, yeah. You know. So, but I guess it's just levels because kuna levels too zingine bado sina confidence, yeah. Could feel like that thing was good enough or something. I don't know, man.
I think when Kags can tell you, like a week before the wedding, we had anxiety like crazy. You know, we had planned out a lot, but... like our finances weren't adding up. Like tulikuwa behind budget, vi crazy. Like kunasiku tulika kwa kitanda, like tumeka tu hivi.
So tradu.
Chosi umelala.
Sisalala. Yo, by the way, umelala. Zi, unafikiria the wedding. Like we didn't know how we were going to make it happen. Yeah. But we knew it was going to happen but we didn't know how. But we knew we had to figure it out. So it was such, like, kulikuwa na anxiety, like, crazy. And then, but also, we had a plan, and we knew we had a plan, but we were not trusting in the plan. Kulikuwa na anxiety, mad. And, like, on that day, there's nothing that went wrong.
Absolutely. Like nothing.
Only the mirror breaking, which hurt me, by the way.
Oh,
that
really?
During the ceremony, during the church.
At least you took a video.
Yeah, at least you took a video, by the way. Oh, but, but like everything went so well. Back at Leshna Julius, I know what was that.
Yeah.
So I think
that's part of balance. Life.
Yeah, okay. So next one. How are we doing romantic love? And we can tie this in with partner, because we're here with our partners. So how are we doing, guys?
Be honest, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
Oh, but newlyweds.
I feel like I'm loving him too much. Yeah. I feel like it's too much.
Yeah. Well, I'd say terrible, because I would Tracy actually breathe.
My husband.
Which I really, really enjoy, guys. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
So they don't have the terrible, thanks for asking.
Yeah. What do you have?
We're supposed to be honest.
Yeah, there's a terrible thing everywhere.
But go, we hear you.
Terrible, thanks for asking. Romantic? No, apart from just a few things that are beyond our control. That's the only bit, but other than that, I think we're going to be doing well.
Yeah. Mm. I think we've grown stronger.
Yeah.
All right.
Nikona terrible.
Oh, kunayo?
Yeah.
Allah.
Hataki kuwa
rami. I understand the beef, guys. I understand beef.
What's your terrible thing?
Okay, I think it's maybe it would be a joint terrible. You can agree, Kags, or disagree. But it would be, you know, like, we've been together for so long. There's a certain, like, now every single place we go, so mnaskiaje, like, so nini may change. You know, like... I feel like that question is just like what's expected. What are
and
we?
And they'll ask you.
So now you need to start bowing. Kags akifika kitoka kazi, unapiga magoti, unasema yes, baba, nibariki before you go cook.
Or like I just feel like this now. People
do
are
you feel like something has changed?
I know my left hand is heavier.
Okay.
What are you wearing? Marbles.
Gemstones.
Do you feel like?
Yes, I feel like now we are a bit more sure of a lot of things that we want to.
Yeah.
Like now we've. Ni kama kuna kitu tumekuwa tukingoja kudu to move on na vitu like to nunue mashamba
stability
flani. But other than that, like
even me, I felt that kind of stability.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know I was looking for or I needed.
Yeah.
I thought I was fine. Yeah. But after I got married, I felt like a settling.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so how are we doing business wise? But we've tied that to work.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How are we doing growth wise, guys?
Growth wise in terms of?
Are we growing?
Are we not? Are we doing terrible?
In terms of kgs, Zama?
Whichever way you want to look at it.
Una do amazing na mass.
Wapi?
So some wrong as a mass.
Yeah, but you like pia unafaa ku lose weight kiasi. Think after all that time, we lose like 500 grams.
two grams.
Yeah.
Growth wise, I may have been forced to grow. And it's been a painful one.
Yeah.
In all facets.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a mix. Like growth, I know I will appreciate it later. But now that you're going through it, it's kind of terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's amazing in different aspects and then terrible in others. Like in terms of my career, yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm growing. Nini. I would say like maybe in terms of, I don't know if I should call it knowledge or life skills or what. I'm struggling kidogo.
Like, what do you mean life skills? Like, go talk to a DIY carpets. Joke on a sweater.
Could you build?
Like, you know, I usually admire Kagiri researches a lot. Like, he knows so many things. He knows so many things. Like, I usually feel like I can be caught up somewhere in a conversation as Jiki.
Usually, that's me.
Hey, na answer. Hey. Video that I posted. Did you see the video I posted some other day of that babe who was like, if you did something, if you were to change something illegal in your country?
Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah, I'm not even like, sorry. Sorry, repeat that question, please. No, Lisa, to you over and over again. So, like, I feel like I need to, and me, I'm such a reactive person. Like, juzi nilikuwa kwa meeting, and then msi akasema, kwani you guys are not on Reddit, jana nime download. Na kaza ameniambia mara mingi.
Juu ya Reddit.
But now, because alikuwa natupatia, like, information. Like, do you know what fire is? In, you know, people from the States usually say retiring at 35. I'm like, imeka tu hivi.
And I would drink it in a kanga.
Yeah. So, nika download immediately. Nika
bado uko TikTok una gift.
From now, daily, naingia Reddit. Naingia Reddit, nasoma kitu ni grow daily.
Leo umeingia.
Najipea, niko na a few more hours until 12 nifike. So, before nilale, Reddit.
Utoko umeingia Reddit.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, it's terrible.
I feel you.
I want to read more. Like, I really want to read more, but I hate reading. Yeah. Like, how can I become, by the way, someone who reads?
Yeah, actually, here there's a reading culture. Do you read?
Me.
I'm so terrible at it.
I can read you to filth.
Me, I feel like I miss out on knowing some things or even like being able. Usha yana venyo say when you usoma uongea.
Ndio wao.
But okay, like, upenda kusoma. But say napenda stories, storybooks. Stacky's in my knowledge.
You do want the feast,
like, you want to do 10 reasons why your business is failing. I just want to read stories.
The concept of. Because social connect abu hapa.
I think Nikonayo. The cost of love.
Yeah. Like, she, like.
By the way,
I even thought that was the name of the book. I think that was a couple of years ago. She's just talking.
You know, like even on Jared, when you're told to come up with content. Sijai ambuwa ni come up na content ya kitabu. Never, like, Barack doesn't even, he didn't even waste time. That has to be Ishiro.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for knowledge, but not when it's written. Maybe when I'm listening to it or when I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I can watch something for a long time, but to read, Apple, that's, you lost me at reading, you know. I'm black.
I feel written anymore. What will make written if
me,
you
I
more
think
deep?
Fictional books are fun to read nowadays. I don't like non-fictional.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're almost done.
Growth, I haven't done something.
Oh, growth. Yeah, you haven't done growth. Yeah. Even Ben, you haven't done growth.
Growth was, I think, terrible. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Which is because, especially skill-wise, yeah? Because I used to be really, really, really into tech stuff, yeah?
Mm.
But then the...
Into what?
Tech stuff.
Tech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
MPHD, you have
development.
Oh, this guy is bad news. I don't know, Shanga, we're trying to compare it. I read it. I
draw everything.
But I feel like the other day, I was seated with two of my developer friends. They just started talking about some new frameworks that I didn't know about. Because I always used to try and learn something. But then, again, the job that I was I'm leaving didn't allow me the time to be able to continue growing in these other aspects.
Mm.
But aside from that, I think I've grown in terms of communicating better.
Also,
setting boundaries with friends, people in the workplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyril Kag saying how he sat with tech friends and they were talking something different. Because I've missed a quote wrong. I updated my LinkedIn bio. Now you can connect with me.
Maybe I downloaded it.
Oh my God, I'm using Canva now, you know? I'm in the future, guys.
I'm on ChatGPT.
Yeah, I'm ChatGPT. Oh my God. Yeah. So yeah, there's that growth. I've grown in a lot of areas, but it still could be better. I wish I could, I feel like I spend a lot of time maybe in the studio recording, but I would want to also spend a lot of time also perform, perfecting the voice, getting dance lessons. Like there was a time I was very serious about it. I called some dancers, some professional guys, and I was like, hey, Budan, Twanze Kitu, you know? And then we all went quiet, you know? I feel like I should put more effort with regards to that. But I've also grown in other areas, communicate better. I want to hear an amen.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. I've grown in terms of consistency also with the podcast. I'm more excited doing it. But I still feel like I could do more. Like, I would really want to do the Instagram lives a lot of times. You know, I rarely do Instagram lives,
really,
man.
You guys, there's more. I'm overdue, but it's sour. If there's more,
I get online, I see the people who just talk to their followers every day.
Yeah.
Me, I'll say, I'll do it. I'll have to after I enjoy it. Nifike kwa nyumba.
What do you do?
News. Because now I have a recliner.
Close your laptop, guys.
like Kwanzaa, it takes a lot of me to do things like Instagram Live. Yeah. I feel like that's a lot of commitment. But there are people who I see every time I'm on Instagram, they're live. You know, like there are people who I see, they're going live and they're just on a border. You know, like, so mushanga was so join. Like, hey.
I'm on TikTok or will you laugh? I'm on a gift.
I'm on a gift. But you trace you have pattern to my punch, but like you're ready. So I feel like that. Yeah, I feel like sometimes I could be more opinionated even on Twitter because I'm super opinionated. But then sometimes I'm like, I don't want to piss people off.
He's your master teacher.
I don't want to piss people off sometimes because of course some of my opinions are just not widely accepted. So I feel like I could grow more with that regards. You know, like. Stop caring much about things and just YOLO.
All right. I think we finalized on everything. We did the remaining ones. I think we touched on them because of sleeping. You're not sleeping too well.
Yeah.
Terrible. Thanks, Wasi. Are you sleeping?
Now I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wedding stress is over.
Yeah.
So
it's good. Exhaustion.
Yeah.
Nanifanya nilale.
I don't know if I'm sleeping very well myself. The last couple of days I've had to take something to help me sleep.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I've been sleeping pretty well.
Okay.
There's a day, like I think on Sunday I slept at 7:30 and woke up the next day at like 7 or on Monday.
Yeah.
So I think I'm trying to get there with assistance, of course. Mm. There's a pill I had to pop to help me sleep, but I'm happy. Yeah.
Sleeping? You know, our pastor says that some of us sleep like steam emezimi wako main switch. And that's me. I sleep so much. Like even when I wake up, I have to find bearing. Yeah. So I mean, I'm still in Africa, you know. I still have to find bearing. Because of how much I sleep a lot. Sleep a lot. So
it's a good thing. Yeah.
It is. There was a time I struggled with sleep. And I was super stressed about it, bana. Hey, me by day two, I was trying to call chemist. She didn't ask what any, bro.
Yeah. Very happy to sleep well is good. Like,
it's a huge blessing.
Kags and I know someone who didn't sleep for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was even in hospital.
Like, that's chronic insomnia. Yeah. It's actually one of my grandmoms.
Yeah.
So she had
what was the problem? What causes it?
I'm not so sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Where?
Before, like, it was bad.
Hey, 2 months out, cheesy.
Hey, that's wild. Yeah. That's wild.
Everything, you can't sleep.
Ooh. But she's still a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, really? Yeah. Mm. Crazy.
Was she assisted?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Yep. Okay, so I think we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to end the show for us?
How was it, guys?
It was interesting. I feel like it was tough.
introspective.
It was a tough one. Yeah. You really had to think about what you feel about something.
Yeah.
And I think it's the best thing because, you know what Kags was saying about superficialness? You can't be superficial with this kind of
conversation.
Content.
You can't just say, I'm good.
Yeah.
You have to really think about like why you actually really good.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming.
Asking Kags, what's terrible?
Yeah.
Thanks for...
I feel like it's also reflective because even some things that I haven't said, which I didn't feel like it was the right forum, they've like been triggered, so I can now think about them more.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Nice. And like that's the beauty.
I hope you find sleep though.
But badu japata?
Ati?
But you know, you still
it's not like
consistent sleep.
Consistent, yeah.
Unamka amka.
Oh, you wake up at least, but
you wake up tired and groggy.
No sleep for the weekend, bruv. Repent. No, I'm joking.
Confess.
Yeah. See your father. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, but thank you so much, guys. For Kags, I'm Mr. Manini.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming through. Yeah.
I feel you.
It's always a vibe. It's always a vibe to have you guys. Tracy, by the way, you had a podcast. What happened?
Maze, terrible. Thanks for asking.
What I mean?
It was right there.
You know, there was a time when we were starting the year and we were sitting down with some of our friends and I asked them, not only pia napenanga ku have hizo deep conversation.
Yeah, ask them like,
what is the one thing you want to do by the end of this year? Unakumbuka tukiwa Paradise Garden. And then
kasema,
by the end of the year, I want to have gone back to my podcast.
Yeah. What's stopping you? What's the one thing you
I think I just haven't had time this year. There was so much that I was transitioning in my career, like at the same time. I wasn't
season.
Wedding season. So there was no time.
Yeah,
I was feeling like if I added on that to already whatever is going on, and in a crash. But watch out, kutulia. Maybe next year, I promise. This year, I must
go back.
Yeah.
Even Kags had Tech Tuesdays.
Hey, Ben, I'm your mother.
Hey, Ben, I'm your mother.
Terrible.
Let's reveal this conversation in a month.
Next year.
This question
in a month.
Oh, in a month.
That's November 18th.
Because generally, there are not so many people who even do what Kags can do. That
In fact, today I was working on a pitch and we wanted to put like tech people on it. And
there are very few
who appeal to like a younger target audience.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey,
we need
to put more people.
Yeah.
Just as all you have now, you can be a client. I swear, na juu umse. Umse ni mzizi.
Ataweza neza contractually fanya tu.
Alinifungulia laptop last week.
Na ametia degree yake.
So guys, thank you so much for coming. Joyriders, we are coming to university near you if you're outside of Nairobi. We'll be doing Eldoret, we're doing Egerton, we're doing possibly Mombasa.
Yeah.
But we're still fixing stuff. But Thika MKU will also be coming. So make sure you register on the link that we're going to leave in the description box below. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, let us know how you're doing. And terrible, thanks for asking. Leave it in the comment section as well. Adios. God bless you. Take care. Stay safe.
See you guys.